My Sikhyan Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came in Western countries and he told everywhere, Krishna is Supreme Lord. But I have come to say, forget this, Krishna is not Supreme Lord. We should be Prajvasi and try to forget his always. He, Nandan, he is the servant of Prajvasi, all these things. He can beg pardon in the lotus feet of gopis. How he is Supreme Lord? So we should try to forget forever and be one of the Prajvasi. Very good. Ankulena Krishna Anushilana. What is Ankulya? One of the ladies should tell. Oh, he knows. She knows. Other. You. Stand up. No, that. Oh, you. Yes. Stand up. Krishna Priya. No. Oh, yes. Krishna Priya. Yeah. Where? Oh yes, a big lumpa. Stand up. Then how you can bring by me? How can you preach my vision? Ankulena. Understand what is the meaning. What do you mean by Ankulena?
Anukulyena means we should reject everything that's unfavorable for bhakti.
Then why Anushilana?
Anushilana was like dedicating yourself to Krishna and offering everything to him. And rejecting everything that's unfavorable for your bhakti.
Try to understand and preach my mission. All ladies, all my dear sons and brothers, they should know all these things. And then you can preach. Otherwise, that book distribution, this will not do. You have to see what is under the books. Then sit down. Now we know from Srimad Bhagavatam that Dhruva Maharaj did astrology. And he took darshan of Narayan. His bhakti is pure or not? Jeev.
शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, Vishnu Padmanabhanata Narayana Maharaj, and then to all the Vaishnavas present here today. Srila Gurudev is asking that Dhruva Maharaj, He took direct darshan of Narayan. He got darshan of Krishna, of Bhagavan, of God. But was his bhakti pure? Does it fall under the category of this sloka that we've been discussing? Anya vilasita sunyam. If we understand a little bit about the history of Dhruva Maharaj, he was a prince. And at that time, one of his stepmothers told him that he can't sit on the lap of his father. Right? He was very hurt by this. And because of this, he went into the forest and performed austerities for a very long time. And then eventually Narada Rishi came and gave him mantra. And he, by performing this, he got darshan of Narayan. But during the time of his practice, what he wanted was to have a kingdom greater than his father. This was, Gurudev explains in Mathura, Bhajana Bhavive Jaha Siddhite Paive Taha. That whatever you think of in the time of bhajan, whatever you're praying for, when you're practicing or cultivating your spiritual life, in perfection you will attain this. Like that. So when he took darshan of Narayan, he realized that what he was aspiring for, what he was looking for, was not worthwhile. It wasn't worth it. Right? He actually said, I was looking for broken pieces of glass and I found a diamond. But he didn't want this. But still, because at the time of his practice of bhakti, of his sadhan, he is still in Dhruvlok now. There. So the answer, according to my understanding, is no. His bhakti was not completely pure. It was not according to the sloka of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anya Vilasita Sunyam.
Now, who bhakti is not pure? It is called Sakam bhakti, with worldly desire. Though he is disciple of Narada, and by the grace of Narada, he took the darshan, but he wanted, I should be the king of my father's property. He became the king. No. But at the time of departure from this world, when chariot came, Biman came for him to take him, then he told, I will not go alone. I want that my mother, she should also go with me. And then, your mother is going, you should come. And he went. So he received a position, not in Vaikuntha, but Harilok in this Brahmanda. Ramapriya Vaikuntha, not there. And nothing service, like a king. So this is not pure bhakti. So don't have any worldly desire. Only how we can serve Krishna. Whatever you do, to please Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava. This is all. Don't do anything. If you are eating, eat for Krishna. Sleeping for Krishna. How? By any sadhu who has realized you should learn this very thing. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, how is his bhakti? You can.
ॐ ज्ञानन्दस्य ज्ञानन्देन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मात् श्रीगुरु